Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, November 29th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, despite its failed air power experiment a few years ago, Apple is reportedly still working on a multi-device charger for its products. According to a new report from Bloomberg, Apple is developing a multi-device charger, as well as short and long-distance wireless charging technology. And all of this is part of its idea of a future where all of its major devices can charge each other. This isn't the first time Bloomberg has reported on Apple's work developing a multi-device inductive wireless charging solution. Back in June, the publication reported that Apple was developing a multi-device charging mat as a sort of spiritual successor to AirPower. This week's report indicates that this work is continuing, and that Apple is also working on short and long-distance truly wireless charging. This would be unlike the current inductive wireless charging technology available today, and instead be truly wireless, where the power is transferred wirelessly from the charger to your devices. Additionally, the report says that Apple is planning a future where each of its major products can charge each other. For example, an iPhone could eventually charge AirPods or an Apple Watch. This is referring to so-called reverse wireless charging, which has actually been a rumored feature for the iPhone for several years, but has ultimately still not come to fruition. In theory, this would allow you to place your AirPods or your Apple Watch on the back of your iPhone to charge them while on the go. So to recap, despite the embarrassment that was the AirPower situation, Apple is still working on a multi-device charger, long-distance and short-distance truly wireless charging, as well as reverse wireless charging for the iPhone. In other news today, Apple has announced that it has filed a lawsuit against NSO Group, which is known for developing the advanced spyware Pegasus, to attack and surveil users of iOS devices. According to Apple, it is suing the creators of the Pegasus software to prevent further abuse and harm to its users. The Pegasus software was developed with governments and law enforcement agencies in mind because the NSO group does not sell the spyware to regular users. Instead, it commonly sells the software to countries that are known to violate human rights, putting people like journalists and political opponents in danger. In a statement, Apple's Vice President of Software Engineering, Craig Federighi, said that iOS devices are extremely secure, but that companies like NSO Group spend millions of dollars on sophisticated tools to crack Apple's security system. Again, these sort of attacks are highly targeted against specific individuals, but Apple hopes that this lawsuit will put them to an end. As explained by Apple, the Pegasus spyware is capable of allowing hackers to access the microphone, the camera, and other sensitive data on both iOS and Android devices. The attackers use fake Apple IDs to send malicious data to a victim's device so that they can install Pegasus spyware without the user's knowledge. The spyware only collects data from the user's device, and no Apple servers have been compromised by NSO Group. In addition to the lawsuit, Apple also announced a $10 million contribution to organizations working on behalf of cybersecurity. The ultimate outcome of this lawsuit remains to be seen, but the fact that Apple is taking this battle to court is a significant step in a new direction. Rounding out today, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a new note to investors going in-depth on Apple's plans for an augmented reality headset. According to Kuo, Apple's AR headset is on track to launch sometime in 2022, and it will have a processor with the same computing power as the Mac. The analyst wrote, quote, "The headset has Mac-level computing power. It can operate independently without relying on a Mac or an iPhone, and it supports a comprehensive range of applications rather than specific applications." In fact, the analyst says that within the next 10 years, Apple will actually replace the iPhone with augmented reality. Quo predicts that the headset will launch in the fourth quarter of 2022 with two processors. One higher-end processor that is similar in computing power to the M1 chip found in the Mac, and another lower-end processor in charge of sensor-related computing. Quo says the headset will come with two Sony 4K micro OLED displays, with at least 6 to 8 optical modules to simultaneously provide continuous video see-through AR services to the user. In total, Quo sees that the market for headsets with AR will exceed at least 1 billion units in 10 years. The size of this market is reportedly why Apple is planning to eventually replace the iPhone with AR entirely. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.